On today's show, episode 11, Lao Tzu and His Empty Cup. I talk about emptiness and the not good enough belief that we carry around. In the question of today, I answer the question, do Taoists believe in an afterlife? All coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. Lao Tzu had written about how the inside of the cup, the emptiness, is what makes the cup useful, because that's the part of the cup that holds your liquid. If you think about it, we're all like that empty cup. Several acceptance and commitment therapy founders have talked about something that we all share, something that writer Kelly D. Wilson calls the not good enough. No matter how good, how famous, or how rich we are, we all have a not good enough. And sometimes it rears its ugly head. This not good enough is even there in narcissistic people, whose inflated self-esteem covers up a fear of being buried in this not good enough. Depressed people are all too aware of it. The depressed person practically wears it on his or her forehead. Look inside yourself. Do you sometimes feel left out? Do you sometimes let out this not good enough? Do you sometimes feel unworthy, inadequate, less than? Or believe that others may discover that you're not all that great? Do you ever feel invisible? We make attempts to fill our cup. We try to fill the empty cup by acquiring things, setting goals, obtaining titles, and even acquiring people, such as significant others. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with our quest to fill our cup. I mean, after all, it's human nature, right? I heard a saying that when we die, our inbox will still be full. You can never totally fill up your cup, and even if you could, there wouldn't be enough room for any more life lessons. You may not feel good enough or adequate, but you're already enough. You are a unique manifestation of the Tao. You have the capacity to do many great things, and you don't have to be perfect. Whenever you find that you have more than what you need, then choose to pour some of what you have from your cup into the cup of another. Give to other people not only financially, but spread your time, your talent, and your love to other people. We never know what other people are going through, so it's good to be kind, even to those who are not kind to you. Is it more important to fight this not good enough, or is it more important to acknowledge it and to realize that it's there in you, and it's there in everyone else, even people you admire, people that you think are great and have it all together? They have it too. They might not acknowledge it, but they have it as well. Your assignment this week is to notice when your not good enough appears. Acknowledge it, recognize that it's there, and that it's trying to hinder you from accomplishing what you otherwise would have. Our question of the day comes from Pete in Sydney, Australia, who writes, do Taoists believe in an afterlife? Well, Pete, some do and some don't. Some believe that the spirit joins back with an interconnected awareness that permeates all things. Some people hold on to Taoism as a philosophy, and they have a primary religion that answers that question for them, and they might well believe in a heaven or some form of afterlife. Those from Buddhist traditions and some other Eastern traditions may believe in reincarnation. What we know for sure is that there is a great mystery here. Why do we exist? Why was this all formed? Even those that believe in a God will not know why there is a God. I certainly hope there is some level of existence or awareness after death. Perhaps this life is just a projection, and the real life is already present beyond our understanding. I have had many loved ones pass away. I would hate to think that they're gone forever. Is that my selfish desire and longing? From my personal experience, some Christians get really touchy on this subject. They say, well, God says there is a heaven, and that's all there is to it. It's written in the Bible. And I say, how do we know that? And they say, well, because the Bible says that God exists, and so does heaven. And when I say, who wrote the Bible? Well, God did. So God had written a book that says he exists, and that we must believe everything that he says. So it's all 100% accurate. Well, yes. What about the parts of the Bible that are contradictory or that speak of reincarnation? Well, my pastor says that they don't count. See, I hope I don't offend anyone. I know that many feel that any sort of questioning leads to hell. I cannot imagine if there's truth that there is a loving God, that God would condemn a good person when there's so many out there that are less than good people who proclaim hate and do horrible things in the name of God. Anyway, in answer to your question, let me restate that Taoists are diverse in their perspectives. This here Taoist believes it is a mystery, but I hold on to some hope. I think right now it's important to focus on what's here and now and in doing good things. Maybe I'll revisit this in a later episode. Thanks so much for your question. I appreciate it. Hope I answered it to your satisfaction. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, I hope you have a great week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production. For those of you that celebrate holidays this time of year, I want to wish you happy holidays from my family to yours. And I also want to say to all the listeners, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I was looking at how many downloads and how many listeners I have. It's far exceeded my expectations of how many listeners I would get. I am so thankful for each and every one of you. Thank you so much. See you later.